أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our discussion revolving around the commemoration of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein in these months of Muharram and Safar are vital to our nation, of course. It's our lifeline, our bloodline. And while we commemorate and we pay our tribute to Imam Hussein, it's naturally fitting that we also gain our perspective on the situation today in this day and age from Imam Hussein's mission and simply attempt to imitate and emulate what he did and why he did it in today's day and age as well. If we examine history and we look at the situation under which Imam Hussein's Qiyam or uprising took place, then we know that the situation of the Muslim Ummah was such that they had allowed someone like Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan, to lead them as the Khalifa of Rasulullah, to the point where he went from the Amir of Sham to the Khalifa of the entire Muslim world. And after he broke the Sulh and the treaty of our second Imam, and he announced his son to be the successor of the Muslim Empire, it's at that moment that Imam Hussein stood up and confronted this idea or this notion of him breaking his brother's treaty. Otherwise, as you know, for 10 years after the Shahadat of our second Imam, Imam Hussein was very much alive during the reign of Muawiyah, but never once stood up against Muawiyah in the same way he stood up against his son. When the treaty was broken, then Imam Hussein realized that there were two distinct groups that existed at that moment within the Muslim Ummah. One group was that group that had become dormant, had become static, had become dead on the inside. Individuals who were very much aware of the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, but allowed someone like the son of Abu Sufyan to now lead the Muslim Empire, knowing full well what take they had on Islam, what opinion they had of our Holy Prophet. And then on one side, of course, were the people of Sham, who were Christians before the conquest of Islam during the first Khalifa's time and the second Khalifa's time. And now they were individuals whose only exposure to Islam was from the likes of Muawiyah or Yazid, the son of Abu Sufyan, the brother of Muawiyah. And so they simply weren't aware of that those teachings of Islam in Nab, or that pure Khalis Islam that the people of Medina and Mecca were accustomed to. So on one side, Imam Hussein saw a nation that needed awakening, and on one side, he saw a nation that needed awareness. On one side, he saw a nation that was asleep and dormant, that needed bedari to be able to get his cause, and one area that was ignorant and needed agahi to be able to make their cause. So on one side, he understood that there needed to be awakening. On the other side, there was awareness. Awakening for those individuals who knew the Prophet's mission, and awareness for those who were not accustomed to the Prophet's teaching. And that's when he realized that through his shahadat, through his sacrifice, he'll awaken the masses. And through the khutbah of his sister in Sham, he will enlighten and make aware the people of Sham, and in doing so will complete the mission of once again introducing Islam in Nab to the masses. Today, in this day and age, we have the exact same two groups of people in the Ummah. Those who require awakening and those who require awareness. Those who require bedari and those who require agahi. And equally, our role as youth towards this azadari is the idea that we awaken those who are asleep and we make aware those who are ignorant. And while the awakening is happening in the eastern portion of the world, the western portion of the world, where the majority of our youth live today in terms of US and Canada, is a role of awareness and awakening the masses from their ignorance and making them understand who Hussein ibn Ali was, what his mission was, and what their role is today in propagating that mission and prolonging it through their actions and through their tawfiq. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us that tawfiq, that inspiration, to not only commemorate the mission of Imam Hussein, but apply it, adopt it, use it as a blueprint for our life, and continue it throughout. Today, those the same lineage of Muawiyah exists in the form of Yazidiyat, and in today's day and age, the same lineage from Imam Hussein exists in Husayniyat. It's become very apparent between these two, who is Hussein and who is Muawiyah and Yazid. And we, as the youth of Karbala and the youth of this commemoration, need to understand that there is this mission that we need to promote and propagate and move forward, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.